Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to build the foundation of today's show with the top 9 at 9.
9.
Brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com.
It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, it's not the biggest trade in sports history, so everybody has to slow their roll. Wayne Gretzky was actually traded from the Edmonton Oilers, right? So imagine like Michael Jordan getting traded from the Bulls
right
at the height of his fame, right? There have been bigger trades. But at the end of the day, the Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis, the most interesting about that is the fact that they thought that what's his name? Shams
got hacked.
Got hacked.
Yeah.
Like I remember scrolling, I don't know, 6 o'clock. There's like Sham has been hacked. And when I read the post, I said, of course he got hacked. Like, that would be the most over-the-top, ridiculous trade that Luka Doncic is leaving Dallas and he's going to the Lakers for the next 10 years. Like, of course he got hacked.
For Anthony Davis and some scrap heap. Like, we're not even talking about a fair trade by any stretch of the imagination. I was kind of going down the rabbit hole as well, and people, you know, big-time NBA fans were saying if David Stern were still the commissioner, this would have never happened.
Because
David Stern would have said, no, this is not, right, trade is not going to be allowed to happen.
Well, listen, everybody, trades are not gauged by dummies like us or even NBA fans or even what other executives. Let it play itself out.
Correct.
There is a notion that if Luka Doncic does not get his body in better shape long term, his knees will never be able to withstand being healthy, and that he'll forever be a guy that is dealing with nagging injuries. However, and maybe I don't want to be a hypocrite because I've been talking about Luka Doncic literally. I remember this 4 years ago. I said Luka Doncic is Larry Bird, maybe a little bit better offensively. And people are like, that's one of the stupidest things that you've ever said. Well, his game is that. He is one of the most spectacular offensive players the NBA has ever seen. His combination of skills is unmatched. But obviously, what's fascinating is whatever was going on behind the scenes, the Dallas Mavericks said, we can't live with this long term.
Yeah, something definitely has been going on. There's no question about that. For them to part ways with Luka that fashion, I think there's something behind the scenes.
Yeah, and their owner, you know, is not Mark Cuban anymore, and I don't know who their owner is, what the name is, but has to know I'm going to have to pay that guy between $70 and $100 million a year in a couple of years. Now, again, Luka's not up now because of this. He doesn't get to max out as quickly. However, the Mavericks probably just said, are we really going to be able to pay this guy $90 million a year and be okay with it? And the answer was no. Now, the problem is you didn't go out on the market and let people know that Luka Doncic
Correct.
Is available, where you could have gotten two starters, probably one all-star, one other starter, and two number ones
Correct.
At least, right? And instead, you just got Rob Pelinka. They were playing a couple of weeks ago. You told Pelinka what you want to do, and you just went and you didn't put it out on the market. That's the problem with the trade
right.
as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, also last night, Zach LaVine ends up in Sacramento from Chicago. De'Aaron Fox ends up at 25 points a game in San Antonio. And then I don't know what Chicago get back in that whole thing. I don't know. Just the names that matter are Zach LaVine and De'Aaron Fox.
Georgia men's hoops over the weekend lose to number 4 Alabama 90-69. Stake. It wasn't really that close.
I don't even. Don't even get me started on watching Georgia basketball because I've now spent multiple Saturdays and I'm an idiot for thinking they could hang with Tennessee, they could hang with Alabama. Who else blew them out on the road? Oh, hang with Florida.
Yeah.
Those are three of the worst college games I've ever seen from one side. That's supposed to be...
Yeah, not making shots and turning the ball over is not really the best recipe to win games on the road. Georgia Tech men's hoops, they beat Louisville 77-70. Good to see
them. A ranked Louisville team, ranked 21st. They're getting a little bit better, Georgia Tech, of late. But, you know, I think we're looking at 0-2 for the tournament if it continues along these lines.
Super Bowl week is here. Chiefs and Eagles in New Orleans. Right now, the Chiefs are still a 1.5-point favorite. That over-under sits at 49 points. And I know everybody watched it yesterday. The Pro Bowl was on. The NFC defeated the AFC 76-63.
Yeah, I'll raise my hand. I don't understand what exactly is happening.
I have no idea.
I checked in.
For a league that gets everything so right, how did the Pro Bowl get to this?
So I checked a couple of times. I'd flip over. There was a dodgeball game. There was like a skills competition. They were running around in T-shirts. I don't understand what the hell is going on.
76-63 was the final score.
All right, when we come back, I would actually like to hear from some listeners on this NBA stuff. And whoever thought that Trae Young would be in Atlanta longer than Luka Doncic. I remember the night that they drafted Luka. I remember the night we traded for Trae. I remember how much I've been linked to saying we made him.